Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, the weekly cat-and-mouse game called cash cattle trade has started, but at this point, packers have shown a general lack of interest, although cattle have been priced by feeders since Tuesday. Now, the few bids in the north are about $198, and we're looking at about $125, $26 here in our part of the country. Packers are focusing on preserving margins, which have shrunk considerably over the last month as they look at what could be tighter availability for needed cattle through the next couple of months. So far, packers are showing no intention of slowing procurement rates, but this is likely to change as the spring unfolds. Overall, global markets uncertainty, anticipation the Phase 1 trade deal will be signed next week, and growing tensions in the Middle East has caused traders, that's the hog traders, to hover on the sidelines as they wait for the dust to settle. The fact that hog prices yesterday were limited to a 20-cent trading range at closing bell creates little evidence that aggressive buying is developing in the near future in order to regain the momentum lost last week. Well, the wheat markets, they're higher overnight, continuing yesterday's solid recovery as tensions ease in the world's largest demand center. Of the three major commodity markets, a de-escalation with Iran is most important for wheat, as the Middle East and North Africa represent a huge amount of global trade. Just because the conflict is between the U.S. and Iran doesn't mean exports from Europe and the Black Sea can't be affected. Firmer corn prices in the overnight session as traders mark time ahead of the USDA reports, which come out tomorrow. Fortunately, it appears tensions with Iran are calming down, at least enough to allow focus to shift back to corn market fundamentals. Soybeans are stronger overnight, adding to yesterday's gains and prepping for the surefire volatility which will accompany the January WASD and December 1 stocks reports. Most of the focus tomorrow was on crop estimates out of South America. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, February live cattle down 17 cents at 126.35, April down 32 at 127.05, January feeder cattle up 92 cents, 146.82, March up $1.40 yesterday, 146.52, February hogs down 20 cents, 69.02, April unchanged at 75.75. Hard red winter wheat, Kansas City, March up 5 cents, 480, May was up 4 and 3 quarters yesterday, 487 and 3 quarters, Chicago wheat, March up 2 and a half, 552 and 3 quarters, May was up 3 cents at 556 and a quarter. March corn down a quarter penny at 384 and a quarter. May was down a quarter penny at 391 and a quarter. March soybeans up 3 and a quarter yesterday, 947 and a quarter. May was up 3 cents at 960 and a quarter. March cotton up 13 cents, 69.96. May was up 13 cents at 71.10. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.